Welcome to Lessons from the Days of the Week, Part 1. Welcome to the series. This is a series we're going to be doing each week throughout the summer, starting from this week. And the idea is to spend 10 minutes or so each week talking about some relevant and personal growth messages that we can learn from the days of the week. This, of course, is based on the idea that God's design of the world is exact. He created the world 6 days and a seventh, the 6 days of the week and Shabbat. And every day has its particular design, has things particularly that were created on it, and a particular energy. As we'll see later, the Talmud talks about personalities being affected by depending on which day of the week you might be born on, and so on. So we'll take a few ideas from each day of the week, each week, and share them. So part one, of course, is about Sunday. Sunday was the first day of creation, and if we look in the Torah, we learn that Bereshit, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, right, the universe, but the universe was dark. And the first thing that God created was the concept of light. Now, the word for light in Hebrew is Or. Aleph, Vav, Resh, Or. We know that in Hebrew, every word has a numerical value. And the numerical value, the gematria of Or, is 207, which is the same numerical value as the word Raz. Raz in Hebrew means secret. So what's the significance of that? And also, what's the significance of the fact that God created light at the very beginning of creation before anything else was created? Isn't light to serve a purpose, to be able to see what is already there? In other words, shouldn't God first create trees and grass and animals and birds and so on and then create light so we could see them? But of course, it doesn't go like that, because by God creating light on the Sunday, light is revelation, light is illumination. He was telling us what the mission statement of the world is, and that is to bring light. What does that mean, bring light? To look at the world. When we look at the world today, it's very possible to get despondent. It's very possible to think that the world is a jungle, a world is a place where there's so much darkness, so much confusion, so much distortion. And there's kind of a feeling sometimes that we just want to give up. The world is sort of headed in a very dangerous path, spiritually, emotionally, politically, and so on. And sometimes we just don't. You know, there's so much erosion of values and so on. And it looks like a negative place. But God says, no, it is never that way. The world has such potential. The world is a place which carries a very deep secret, a very deep potential. What happens when you turn on a light? When you turn on a light in a room, you are able now to see things that were already there. Our job is to create light. Our job is to turn on the light. Our job is to reveal the greatness, the positivity, the strength, the opportunity in everything that we experience in this world. Whatever we encounter, wherever we live, whoever we talk to, whatever we experience has an opportunity. Even if it looks dark, that's because the light switch hasn't been turned on. We need to reveal the potential. We need to reveal that which is the secret, and that is the mission statement of creation. I'm going to create a world, says God, but let me tell you what the architecture plan is and what the mission statement is. Your job is to turn on the light. The other thing about Sunday is that we know that Sunday and the 6 days of creation correspond also to the emotions of a person. Chesed, Gevurah, and so on. Of course, Sunday is Chesed, because the world is founded on the concept of Chesed. One of the ways we turn on the light in the creation is by always reflecting that what we do, is it related to giving? Is it related to connection with others or a higher power? Is it about going beyond ourselves? That's what God did. God founded the world on Sunday, on Chesed, as the Pasuk, the verse says, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, the creation is based on the concept of kindness. God did that. He revealed himself. He revealed light. He gave to us. He created a creation that he should be able to be kind to us. And that's a lesson for us, that our life and the way we go about creating purpose in life is about connection, chesed, giving beyond ourselves, giving to others, and connecting to God who is above us. And finally, I want to quote for you a very fascinating passage in the Talmud. Talmud in Masechet Shabbat, in the Tractate of Shabbat, has a piece off on a tangent where it talks about the personalities of people that are born on the different days of the week. Now, we need to be very clear. As we go through this week, and we'll try to quote a few, we go through the days of the week, some of them are actually quite negative, and they need to be understood, which we explore the commentaries and to understand what that means, because there is nothing negative about the creation. Sometimes when someone has a negative personality trait, it means it needs to be harnessed, it needs to be channeled into something very, very amazing. So let's take an example. Let's take Sunday. God says, the Talmud says, he who was born on a Sunday will be a man of one type of nature without the trace of any other personality in him. Now, what does that mean? In other words, he won't be sort of flexible in terms of his personality. He'll have one personality. And the Talmud explores this and says, what does that mean? Does that mean something only good, something only bad? Obviously, that can't mean, it can't really mean that, because the great Rav Ashi, Rabbi Ashi said, I was born on Sunday, and so was another person called the Dimi Bar Kakutska, and were also born on a Sunday. He says, I became a leader among the Jewish people, and he became a leader among the thieves, among the gang of thieves. So what does that mean? It means, says the Talmud, that if a person is born on Sunday, either the person's nature will be all good or perhaps all negative. Now, why is this? Because, says the Talmud, darkness and light were created on Sunday. So it's either dark or it's either very bright. Now, a couple of things to understand you. First of all, even if one's personality is affected by the days of the week, which the Talmud says it is, we are never bound by any of this. This is the uniqueness of a human being, is that we can raise above and we can transcend our personality, we can go beyond ourselves, and we can do things that are not our natural disposition. However, what does this actually mean, and what is the lesson from it? So Rashi, the great commentator, explains that actually what we're talking about leadership. That Sunday, if a person is born on Sunday, he's destined to have leadership qualities. Leadership qualities mean that you become a strong leader with an amazing focus and emphasis on one focus, on one particular sort of idea. In other words, of course a leader has to be flexible. Of course we all have to entertain different types of personalities depending on the call of the hour. But leadership means that we have values. Leadership means we have convictions. Leaders, true leaders, are strong. Even leaders who are bad leaders, leaders of thieves, as the Talmud says, They're very focused. They're very obsessed with the outcome, with their plan, with their mission, and what they want to do. And of course, that's a very negative thing, because we know that leadership can be very positive and amazingly powerful in the good way, but can also be amazingly corrupted and negative and dangerous on the other. But in its essence, leadership is a good thing. Leadership, the lesson of leadership, and the lesson that we should all learn, that we need to have a set of values, and that has to be our conviction, and that has to be our strength. It's the way we lead our homes, the way we lead our communities, the way we lead our circle of influence, our friends, or whatever it might be. It has to be guided by strength, not ambivalence, not weakness, but strength. Whatever that strength is, if that strength is light, that's beautiful, then it has to be focused on that and not weaken when there's a resistance or then there's opposition towards what we're trying to accomplish. So therefore, this is the idea, that if someone's born on Sunday, the message of Sunday is light or darkness, but be focused. Don't be ambivalent. Don't be weak. Don't be wishy-washy. If a person's not wishy-washy, even if he lands up in darkness, he can transform it to light, because he's not a wishy-washy person. To be ambivalent and a wishy-washy person means that we never get anything, we're never able to properly lead, because we don't have strong values. We don't have a strong direction. The message of Sunday is light or darkness, but have a direction. Hopefully it's light. Have a direction, have a focus, have an area of emphasis, and stick to them, stick to those values. Don't be so compromising on those values, and lead with those values in mind. Those are some of the lessons from the Sunday, the first day of the week. Hopefully we'll post every week on a different day of the week. Have a wonderful day and enjoy.